It was 8:30 on a rather warm, sunny morning. In his small house at the side of the wood, Mr. Tickle was fast asleep. He was having a dream. It must have been a very funny dream because it made him laugh out loud, and that woke him up. He sat up in bed, stretching his extraordinary long arms and yawned an enormous yawn. Mr. Tickle felt hungry. So do you know what he did? He reached down, reached out one of his extraordinary long arms, opened the bedroom door, reached down the stairs, opened the kitchen door, reached into the kitchen cupboard, opened up the biscuit tin, took out a biscuit, brought it back upstairs and in through the bedroom door, and back to Mr. Tickle in bed. Mr. Tickle munched his biscuit and looked out of the window. Later that day, Mr. Tickle made his bed, cooked his breakfast and washed his dishes, so he set off down the garden path and through the wood. As he was walking along, his eyes kept very wide open, looking for someone to tickle. Pretty soon he came across the school. In one classroom, he was sure he could hear what sounded like children singing. In another, the boys and girls were sitting at a desk drawing pictures, and writing on the blackboard in the corner stood a teacher. Mr. Tickle's extraordinary long arms went right up to the teacher, paused, and then tickled. All of a sudden, the teacher jumped in the air and turned round very quickly and couldn't see anything. Mr. Tickle smiled and then tickled the teacher until he started shouting, "Stop it," over and over again. Chuckling to himself, Mr. Tickle jumped out of the window. The children whistled and cheered noisily. The poor teacher just scratched his head. Then Mr. Tickle set off to the nearest town. He tickled the policeman on duty at the crossroads in the middle of the town. First he tickled the greengrocer just as he was piling apples neatly in his new shop window. The greengrocer fell over backwards and the apples rolled all over the shop. He tickled the doctor and the butcher and even old Mr. Stamp, the postman, who dropped all his letters into a puddle. Then Mr. Tickle went home, sitting in his armchair in his small house at the other side of the road. He laughed and laughed at the idea of all those people he had tickled, because they couldn't see him, they didn't stand a chance. So if you're in any way ticklish, beware. Just think, that extraordinary long arm of his probably creeping in your bed up to the door of this room. What if he pushes open the door now? You can't hide, it's pointless. Just consider yourself well and truly tickled.